Okay, we'll refresh where we are now. We got a little bit sidetracked last week with the sugya of Shabbos Yom Kippur. So now we'll get back to the focus here, which is the Me'ilah piece of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that you chayev these four chatois and one asham for Me'ilah. And the case was if you had a person who's tomei. Read this again. Yesheichel achila achas v'chayev olav chamisha abor chatois v'oshem echot. Yechayev five korbonos, four chatois and one asham, which is an asham me'ilas. It's a tomei, sheochal chelev, v'yonoyser min hamukdoshim b'yom ha-kippurim. So there's where you got your four chayvei krisos, it being chelev, and yom kippur, and he's kotshim and tomei, all these things together, and noiser, and the osham is for the me'ila. So the toisus we have, the toisus yishanim, asks a very elementary question, which is, how in the world is there me'ila over here? We have no value, because once the turns into noiser or pigul, it has no shavius. And that seems to go against the whole concept of me'ilah, which requires a shavah pruta. So ask the Tosfos Yishonim, V'hod ha'chayev ha'sham me'ilah, anoiso, af al gav de lo yishov midi. It's worthless. V'aminon v'perek kol shoh, ho'oiche el chometz hekdish b'moyed lo mo'al, there's no me'ilah. The Gemara explains over there because of the fact that there's no Shabbos. Right? There's no Shabbos. It's not worth anything. So the same thing, if you have kotshim, which are pigul and noiser, they have no value. Tosfos answers, over there it's different. And again, the emphasis is unclear what Tosfos' emphasis is, but he says, Hosam b'kdushas domi. Over there we're talking about Kedushas Domim and not Kedushas Aguf. And therefore, Ukshanesa Bahano Eino Yishava Prute. Viloinene Minahekdish Shava Prute. And he didn't have Hanoah from the Hekdish Shava Prute. So the Tosfos Yishonim says several things here. Number one, he says that here it's Kedushas Haguf, and over there it's Kedushas Dam. That's one distinction. The second distinction, he said, the second concept, he says, I'm not saying distinction, is he says that when it becomes also Bahanor, talking about over there in Pesachim, the Hekdish Chometz on Pesach, when it becomes also Bahanor, Eino Yishov Eprut. That's statement number two. It's really three statements he's saying. Statement number two is that it doesn't have value. It's not worth a put. That's statement number two. Statement number three, the loinene min ha'egdish of a put. Which if you ask me, I think that last statement is totally seems to be a useless statement. Once you told me that the whole hektish is not worth a put, so of course you didn't have a nosh of a put. But he says three things. It says three different things. One thing is the difference between Kedushas Haguf and Kedushas Damim. Then he says that over there in Psochim, the Hekdish itself becomes worthless. It's less than a Sheva Pruta. And then he says, V'loinenem in a Hekdish Sheva Pruta. And you didn't have a Hano Sheva Pruta. Of course you didn't have a Hano Sheva Pruta from Hekdish. You just said it's not worth anything. If it's not worth anything, you didn't have a Sheva Pruta. So therefore, there's no easy way out here to say Tosfos Yishonim is saying something very simple. He's not saying something very simple. It's short, very brief. Whatever he's saying is very brief. But it's not simple. And for that reason, we'll get to the Nesivas. Then we were discussing Rashi. And Rashi is equally difficult. Because Rashi also, on Daf Chof Gimel, seems to give us different reasons of why there's Me'ilah. Divrei Hamaschil Begasa. So Rashi says, Achilu Gasa Shochel Harbe. Okay. Va'af al gav the Isur Hanohu, even though it's also Bahanoah. Rashi says, number one, again, he gives us two, seems to give us two reasons why there's Mila by this case, Pigul Noisa V'tome. And Rashi says, number one, Kish'ar kol ha-kotshim ha-asurim Bahanoah, Shemoyalim Bahem. Number one, statement number one, he says it's like all kotshim. So he sort of seems to dismiss the whole issue. What are you asking? It's not a shava pruta. Who cares? All kotshim are not a shava pruta. Because all kotshim are also bahanoah. That's Rashi's first statement. Which l'chari should be sufficient. If that's what Rashi is trying to tell us, he gave us all we need to move on. His answer is, all kotshim are also bahanoah. Still there's a din of mi'ilah. So too here. Then Rashi says, the honami chazi l'gavoya, shem olu l'yerdu. Here Rashi seems to be telling us, well, it is worth something. Because it has some value. The value is that if it went on the Mizbech, it stays there. So it has a use. It has a use. Because it has a use, that's why there's Mila. That statement would seem to be enough without the first statement. The first statement would seem to be enough without the second statement. Right? So, Rashi also, very brief, seems to make it simple, but it's not Pashat. And the approaches that are given, we'll see, are all complicated. Some lump them together. And that's what we have here in the Chassam Sofer, in the Maamar Kemes. If you look at that, the part that's outlined, the Yeshli Mokom Iyun, Bekrisus Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, Pirish Rashi, Divrei Hamaschil Begasa, Achilu Gasa, Shochel Harbe, Af Al Gav, the Isra Anohu, Kishare Kol HaKotshim, Da Asurim Bano, Umoyalim Bohem, Da Ochozu Nami, Ligavoa, Shem Olu Lo Yeru, Ad Kan L'Shoyna. He quotes our Tosfos, the Chassam Sofer. He says, "Va'ayin le'el tezvavu mebeis b'mishne yeshoychal achila achas b'toys v'shal agilyon koisiv nami lechalik ben kotche berak abayis lekotche mizbeach." Now, right away, he says, "Kosvu nami." What's nami? I don't see one word in Rashi that's said by Tosfos. You could argue if they're coming from the same place or not. But there hasn't been one word that's the same. The Tosfos Yeshalim said that the difference is, number one, is Kedushas Haguf. Number two, the second point he said about over there in Pesachim is that it's not worth a pruta. Number three, you didn't have an osh of a pruta. I don't see any of Kishar Kol HaKotshim Shasurim Bano in the Tosfos Yeshalim. I don't see a word about Imolu Lo Yeredu. I don't see any of that. But anyway, he says, Toysis alagilin kosav nami lechalik ben kotshim ben kotshim mizbech. Nami kavanosum lechayra. Now Chassam Sofer throws out a whole new thing. Toysis means, kivon shem olu lo yerdu shayich beisha v'prut. What? Where did you see? Did you see that in the Toysis Yishon? Did the Toysis Yishon say one word about him olu lo yerdu? He says, you know what? The Tosfos you showed him earlier, he means to say the same thing that Rashi is saying over here, which is that Imolo Lo Yevet. I mean, Tosfos said a lot of things over there, but he didn't say anything about Imolo Lo Yevet. That's what Tosfos Yishonim says. So Chassam Sofer wants to equate it. Once he... Oh, Kedushas Haguf is Kedushas Haguf. Imolo Lo Yevet happens to be one of the halachas you have with Kedushas Haguf. But Rashi is not saying Kedushas Haguf. Rashi is saying Imolu Lo Yered. Tosfos Yishonim is saying the Chilik is Kedushas Haguf versus Kedushas Domim, seems to say. The Chassam Sofer is learning that that's what's really a Pella. The Chassam Sofer seems to be learning that The Tosfos Yeshanim really holds you need a Shavuot Pruta. And there is no difference between, at this point in the Chassam Sofer, there's no difference between Kedushas HaGuf and Kedushas Dam. There is no difference. It happens to be that by Kedushas HaGuf, there is still a value to be had. The value to be had is Imolu Lo Yerdu. That's a value. Which leads the Chassam Sofer to ask his question. He says, V'tomua. He says, it's a Pella. He says, I don't understand that. V'adover t'mua. Ha'akoponim l'chadchilo osu l'akriva. Says the Chassam Sofer. You're not allowed to be makrivit. V'loi shoveh klum. And therefore, it's worthless. Anyway. So he goes on to debate this issue, the Chassam Sofer, which I don't think we have to go into right now at this point, whether we say that Isser Hanoah could have value, could be called a Shavuot Pruta. But this is the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer is lumping together the Tosfos Yeshanim and Rashi. He wants to learn that what the Tosfos Yeshanim is really saying is that it has value. And the value that the Tosfos Yeshanim means is Rashi's value, which is Molu Lo Yerdu. And the problem, obvious, is that if that's really Rashi's point, Rashi doesn't need to come on to Kedin Kol HaKodshim, Shasurim Ba'anot. So therefore, there's another approach. So this is the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer's attempt is to equate Rashi and the Tosfos Yeshanim, and to basically learn that the reason why there's Me'ila by us is because, in fact, there is value. And there is no difference between the laws of Me'ilah of Kedushas HaGuf and the laws of Me'ilah of Kedushas Domim. You always need a Shavuot Pruta. It just happens to be, on a practical level, Kedushas HaGuf still has value. Because in Malul Yegen, and like Rabbi Daniel said, by Kedushas Domim, there is no value. But really, it's the same. The Me'ilah is the same. The Me'ilah is you taking from Hekdush a Shavuot Pruta. It's always the same. Which the truth is, that Rav Shimon Shkop, in his Sefer Shari Yosha, he absolutely is unmoving on this point. He says, there's Beferish and Mishnayas and Me'ilah, that in order to be Moyo by Hekdash, you need to have Anor Shev Pruta. The Mishnah doesn't say that Dafka by Kedushas Domim. All over. Rav Shimon Shkop says, Zurayish Einol of Tshuva. That's what Shimon Shkop says in the Shari Yosha. He says, I don't understand where the Nesivos is coming from, or, Chassam Sofer, forget about it for now, because Chassam Sofer seems to be putting them together, that you do need a Shavuot Pruta. The Nesivos, as we mentioned last week, he holds the main emphasis of everything here is Kedushas HaGuf versus Kedushas Domim. And the Nesivos holds in Simen Chof Ches that by Kedushas Domim, it's Gezel. And by Kedushas HaGuf, it's Kapor. So he holds when you benefit from Hekdush Kedushas HaGuf, has nothing to do with Gezel, has nothing to do with Momon, and therefore he says, all the concepts that he brings down of Shimon Shkop knocks them off from another place. The rule is that if you have a Safek Kapora, you need to bring a Kapora. We don't say Amotzi Mechaver Horaya by Kapora. By Momon, we say Amotzi Mechavel V'raya. It's Beferish Mishnayis that by Hektish, if it's a Sofik Meila, you potter. So the Rav Shimon Shkop asks that if the Nesivos is right, then the Halacha should be that there's a difference between Kedushas HaGuf and Kedushas Domim. And by Kedushas HaGuf, you should be Chayiv even if you had a Sofik Meila. Let me just get that for you. Shari Yosher is found here in Shar Gimel, Perek Chof Aleph. He reads as follows. Shegam bekotshe mizbeach atashlumim umidin gezel v'loy midin kapora. He says, the kol ha-mishalim midin kapora chayiv af pesofek. V'chem uvur b'teishas b'ksubis daf lamed amed beis. Anybody who's paying because of a kapora has to pay even if he has a sofek. Says Rav Shimon Shkop, Deilu besofik meila bekdushas aguf, isa bekrisus daf chov gimel amid beis ubekama mishnayos shein chayiv lovi keren v'chemish. Umuchach shein ze midin kaporo elo tashlum egezen. Again, using the loshim, v'zeraya shein olof tshuva. It's rare that the Shari Yeshu is so strong about against the Nesivas, but he is absolutely, you know, non-negotiable in this concept. So the Nesivas unveils this whole new idea that by Kedushas Aguf is one Gedel, and by Kedushas Domim it's something else. Now I must say, besides for the fact that Rashi clearly doesn't say like the Nesivas, Rashi, even the Tosfos Yeshanim is way too marach, if that's all he wanted to say. The Tosfos Yeshanim should just say that there's a difference between Kedushas Aguf and Kedushas Domim, and by Kedushas Domim, you don't need a Shavah Putin. Period. It's not Midin Gezem. Instead, he starts telling us, well, over there it's not a Shavah Putin, and you didn't have another Shavah Putin. What's the point? That wasn't the whole point of Tosfos Yeshanim, is to say there's a chilk between Kedushas Aguf and Kedushas Domim. If he's going to elaborate on that. Not on explaining to me why over there it's not a Shavah Putah. If he wants to elaborate, he should elaborate and say like the Nesivas. Let me explain to you. Kedushas Aguf does not require Shavius because it's not Gezel. And perhaps the strongest argument is the Stipler in his Sefer Kilus Yankif. He brings it down in two places, by us and in Meseches Pesachim. And in both places he says, there's one pasuk for meila. I don't accept this idea that there's two completely different types of meila. There's meila kedushas haguf. There's meila kedushas domim. He says there's only one pasuk. One pasuk affords us only one halacha, and therefore meila is gezel. Always gezel. It is gezel. That's all it is. So really, the overwhelming svara is to say that we can't make this general distinction and say that by Hektish, by Kedushas Aguf has nothing to do with Gezel, and by Kedushas Domim, it does. And again, the question of Shavah Putah is also an astounding question, if you hold the other way. Because if you hold it's nothing to do with Domim, then the Shir should be a Shavah Putah. Kazayas. If there's going to be a Shir, it should be a Kazayas. Shouldn't be a Shavah Putah. Shavah Putah has to do with value, with Domim. So, the other approach here, those of you that remember from Mila, we also, Mila, we didn't accept this way of learning, that by Kedushas Aguf has nothing to do with Gezel. We made a distinction, but not this kind of distinction. The way we learned it all fit into one pasuk. The other approach here is to go like a Chaim Moizer. Chaim Moizer has an approach, which is also in the Teres Nesanel, the Korban Nesanel, and his Tshuvas, takes a very similar approach to Reb Chaim Moizer. And David, I think you were trying to say this last week, in Rashi. So I want to say an idea, at least in Rashi, that Rashi, on Daf Chav Gimel, Rashi was really trying to say something else. Rashi, when Rashi said, Kol HaKotshim Asurim Bano, what Rashi was trying to say, and I'm not telling you, I clearly understand this, but I'm just telling you what he says. Reb Chaim Moizer says, that when Rashi says, that all kotchim asur b'hanah, which as we said, Rashi seems to be saying, that if you're going to tell me there's no me'ilah by isur b'hanah, you're basically throwing out the whole concept of me'ilah. Because all me'ilah is on kotchim, which are asur b'hanah. So he says, Reb Chaim Moizer, that if it's asur because it's kotchim, that doesn't exclude it from me'ilah. I think you were trying to say that, right? See, I listened to you. Even when I, you know, dismiss it, I'm not really listening. That's what he says, B'chai Moizer. B'chai Moizer wants to learn that's what Rashi is saying over there. Rashi over there, on Daf Chav Gimel, when he says, he doesn't mean, we don't care about value. He means from the fact that the Torah gave us a Din Me'ilah by Kotshim, is a raya that Isser Kotshim doesn't exclude it from Me'ilah. Okay, so I have two problems with this approach. But anyway, this is his approach, and according to him, Really, Rashi and the Tosfos Yeshanim could be on the same page, Be'etzem. They could be on the same page. But he concedes that the Tosfos Yeshanim doesn't 100% go like Rashi. He learns that according to Rashi Taka, you don't need a Shavuot Prut. Doesn't have to be worth a Shavuot Prut. As long as the reason why it's not worth a Shavuot Prut is a Kutchim reason. As long as it's a kutchim reason, then it doesn't matter that it's not worth a shavuot prut. If that's the case, pigul noiser, this is all kutchim type of things. So that doesn't remove the din me'ilah. That's what Chaim Oizer wants to learn. Now obviously, Chaim Oizer and the Korban Asanel ask the same question. The Korban Asanel asks, so why did Rashi have to give his other shtickle Torah in Molo Loyer, and what did Rashi need that for? Which sounds clearly like he's going in a different direction. Sounds more like he's saying that it does have to be valuable. It does have to have value. And a kutchim issue would be an issue. That seems to be. So he throws out a whole new idea. He says like this, Reb Chaim Oizer, and the Korban Asanel Kimat says the same idea, which is, when the korban, because it's already shechted, now it's a piece of meat, when it turns into noiser or pigul, right? So now, right now, it's, why don't we say it's not kotchim anymore? Just like we had in Me'ila, kotchim shemesu. Kotchim shemesu, there's no Me'ila. Why? Because once it dies, it's poka out of kedusha. So in other words, Rashi is addressing a whole new issue. Rashi is saying, one moment, why is this kotchim b'chlal? To that, Rashi answers, since it's imolo lo yered, since if it goes on the mizbech, it stays there as a carbon, that means it's not divorced. It hasn't been given a get from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that it's not a carbon anymore. It's still related to the mizbech. That's the way he learns. According to him, it comes out very interestingly that Rashi's really talking about two completely different issues. It sounds like Rashi's, if you read Rashi on Chav Gimel, Rashi sounds like he's saying one idea. That's how Rashi reads. Rashi says, right? Rashi says, the high nami. According to him, Rashi really is addressing a completely brand new issue. Issue number one, Rashi says, is don't let the Yisra'ano bother you because it's a kachem Yisra'ano. That's issue number one. Issue number two, Rashi is saying, is one second, why is it kachim altogether? So on that Rashi says, Dainami chosi l'gavoya shimolo lo yered. That's how he learns. Dainami, in fact, I think Rashi should even be more elaborate there. He should be saying, why is it kachim at all? Why do for high the adayin kachi? Is because of all, it's really a whole new thing Rashi is addressing. But really, this is the Yukim. And the Magia on the Torah, the Sanal, asks my question. He says, he doesn't ask in the Losh, he just says, it comes out according to the Korban Asanal, Rashi is talking about two different things. Doichik, to say like that in Rashi. But to me, I never like to make a Doichik out of a Diyuk alone. To me, the concept is a Doichik. The concept is there. The concept is much more logical. Like the Chassam Soif. That it's, and I'll tell you why. Because we have to think about what Reb Chaim Oizer is saying. Maybe David could tell us because he thought of the same Sfarah. We have to think about what Reb Chaim Oizer is saying. Because it's easy to say it if we want to make it into a brisket din and say it's adin, that in Yiddish it definitely would work. Or if the ganze hafkoe is mach masilchus kotshim, it doesn't kin chisom. Sounds great. Right? But let's try to make sense out of it. Right? What does that mean? What's the reason why it should have to be a Shavuot Prut? Because you're stealing something. If it has no value, you're not called a ganav. Right? A ganav has to steal something, which is a Shavuot Prut. Okay. Now, something's also ba'anor, normally it's not a Shavuot Prut anymore. Okay. So, I'm ready to accept that from the fact that you see this me'ila by kachim shows that kotchim is not a problem, not a contradiction. Fine, now let's make sense out of it. So why talk is it not a problem? And the answer is very simple. The answer is very simple. The answer is because it is worth a shavah pruta. It's worth a shavah pruta in the hektish market. The Torah said you're not allowed to steal from hektish. Something which is asur b'hanah. I could always say that. You know what? You and the chosim are asur b'hanah to me, right? So whenever I steal something from you, I didn't steal a shavah pruta. It's asur b'hanah. You're my cousin. Every ganav should be potter. We know if you steal less than a shavah pruta, you're potter. You may be able to lie, you're potter. So I'm asking you, every ganav in the world should be potter. Because you and the chosim are asur b'hanah on me. Yeah? Narishkeit, right? Why narishkeit? Because I took something which is a shavah pruta of yours. Yeah, for, I can't use it because it's yours. That's not, intrinsically it's worth a pruta. There's nothing wrong with it, intrinsically. It, for you, it's worth a shavah pruta. So the reason why by kachim normally, the fact that it's also banor to me is not a steer is very simple. I don't need the goyim from a Chaim Oizer to tell me that. It's because the hektish is worth a shavah pruta. And yes, it's also banor to me because it's hektish. It's because it's hektish, because it belongs, because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam said, by a just like there's an Isser Gezel from a Hegit, there's an Isser Gezel from a Hektish. It's actually a little more Chomer. It's exactly why Kotchim Osobano. You know why Kotchim Osobano? Because it's stealing from Hektish. And you know why your jacket is Osobano to me? Because it's stealing from you. It's actually the same reason. It's actually a duplicate. It happens to be that your jacket you could let me wear if you want. Then it'll be mutabana. And if the Eibishter would say, Kol marav areyach kam habana, then it would also be mutabana. It's exactly the same. It's mamish the same. It could be that by a hedit is a din zenen of zalechos, if you're not losing anything, I'm allowed to have anor. But that's also the same thing within the framework of the owner. Toysus in Bava Kama says that even by Zenen of Zeloi Chosar, Tosfos says on Daf Chof, if I would say, I don't want you to have that anor before, you can't do it. Even by Zenen of Zeloi Chosar, Tosfos says in Bava Kama. Right? So really, if Me'ila is an elaborate Gezel from Hegdish, that's what it is. So any Isser, which is because it belongs to Hegdish, of course you can't deduct that from its Shavius. That's what I'm doing. That's the Isser of Me'ila. Fine. But now that you throw in the Noiser and Pigle, so now Hektish has a problem with it. Now it loses its value to Hektish. Now it loses its value to Hektish too. No, that's the Chassam Sofer. Nobody could argue with this Chassam Sofer. Which is that Pigul, Noiser, and Tomei have no shelf value to Hekdish. Hekdish doesn't want it on the Mizbech. Don't tell me it's worth something to Hekdish because if you did something wrong, it stays there. That's the Chassam Sofer's Taina. That's not called a value. Don't tell me that spoiled milk has a shelf value because if I dunked it, if I poured it down your throat, it would stay in your stomach. That's his Taina. If you come to the Beis Hamikdash, you say, Rabbeisai, do you have any interest in this thing going on the Mizbech? They'll say, absolutely not. There's a lav to put it on the Mizbech. So now we're going to say, well, since b'dieved, if it went on the Mizbech, now it has value. And in fact, Reb Chaim Oizer agrees with that. Reb Chaim Oizer agrees. He agrees that the Molo Loyera doesn't give it value. He says the Molo Loyera just keeps it within the family of Kodshim. He agrees. He doesn't hold like the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer himself doesn't hold like the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer himself says, it's a Pella. It's a Pella, he says. How? What that's called a value? Because something's b'dieved, that's called a value? What? By what? Give me a case of Ritzi. There's never a case of Ritzi. The Ritzi is always with the Zrika.
Why was this? What defines a value by the market of Kutchum?
Something, the way I would touch it, something that Kutchum has a use for. This thing has a use for Kutchum. Which is precisely the way Reb Chaim explains why Nasas Mitzvosai. Ein boy mishum ila. Remember, we had this Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says the reason why by Nasas Mitzvos is Ein boy mishum ila because Hektish doesn't have a use from this anymore. Hektish says we don't want this on the Mizbeach. It's done already.
Is that similar to Hefker by regular meaning?
Yes. Very similar to Hefker. Very, very. It does not. It doesn't have to be Hefker. So you gave a perfect example. My jacket I put in the street. I say, now, if you take the jacket and put it back into my house, I'll take it. So what? But still, as long as it's hanging over there, it's Aveda Midas, right? So that's the Chassam Sefer's Taina. You ask Hekdesh, this people, what do you want done with it? They say, get rid of it. Now, you know what? It's worth something to you. You know why? Because I forced it down the Mizbeach, it stays there. Shkoich! What do you mean, why?
Why is it
the same? Poka pigulay mi benim.
There's obviously value because the Mizbeach wants it there.
No, it doesn't.
Of course it does. Now it does.
But it doesn't want it now. Now when you're looking at this piece of pigul. When did you have anah from it? I don't have a kasha, by the way. Once you put it on the Mizbeach, and it would be poka pigulay mi benim. That now there will be a din of me'ila, no problem. But now you took it from the shelf. On the shelf, the Eibishter says, put it in the garbage. This is not my kasha. This is the Chassam Sofer's kasha. The Chassam Sofer is saying, hadover tamua. How could you say that something has a shavius, and it goes exactly like I told you. I gave you a case of spoiled milk. Even a case where you have that there's nutritional value, I'll give you a better case. Spoiled potatoes. You're not getting sick from it. But it's something you'd never eat. But if you ate it, you'd get satisfied. You'd be full. So if somebody put it down your throat, you'd be full. And it would stay. It would stay there, you'd be full. You wouldn't eat breakfast. Probably lunch and supper neither. Right? Nobody in the world would say that right now there's a din gezel from spoiled potatoes because if they went down your throat, they would do the job. Yeah, but being valued to me means I want to consume it. I don't want to consume it. I want it in the garbage. If you take potatoes that I want in the garbage, there's no guess. That's the Chassam Sofer's Taina. Chassam Sofer is saying, what are you telling me that if you dunked it down, you're not allowed to dunk it down the Mizbeach. They're going to give you Malkus for putting it on the Mizbeach. So you're telling me what? It's worth something to Hekdesh because you could do an Aveira with it. Right now, Hector says, don't put it on the Mizbeach. Now I'm turning to Hector and going, this has value to you right now, because if I don't listen to you, and I do an Aveda, now it's going to... That's not a swear why it should have Shavuos now. That's the Taina of the Chassam Sofer. I think that's a Taina Shein Olav Tshuva. And Reb Chaim Oizer agrees with the Chassam Sofer. That's why he says that what Rashi means is not... that Imolol Yerid, therefore it has value. He doesn't accept that. Chaim Moses says the lack of value doesn't bother us because it's Kutchim. Not because Imolol Yerid. Because it's Kutchim, anything, any Psul, Machmas, Kutchim, it doesn't matter. Why do we say Imolol Yerid? Just to tell you, it's still Kutchim. That's the way Chaim Moses learned. So all I'm saying is that the longest of Chaim Moses is very difficult because it's unquestionable that the reason why there's Me'ila by Kutchim normally, right, is not because the fact that Kutchim doesn't make it also by Hanoah, but because the Isra Hanoah is the reason why you're not allowed to use it. That alone creates the Isra Hanoah. You can't say, well, I'm allowed to use it. You're not, the reason why it's also by Hanoah is because you're not allowed to use it. You're not allowed to use it because it belongs to Hekdesh. So the conclusion is that it's also by Hanoah, like all Gezel. Like all Gezel in the world. Okay, obviously, when I make a Dimyon to Gezel Hedyot, it's not a Dimyon, not a good Dimyon, because Gezel Hedyot, you could have a million people that could use it. Anybody that the owner lets use could use it. I'm just giving lesaber as a oizen that you should understand. I don't mean it's the same thing. I'm saying I understand why Reb Chaim Oizer is making a distinction. Something that's a psul kachim, if the Isra Hamos, because it's kachim, doesn't take away me'ilah. But I'm just saying, I don't hear how we could take a tremendous leap to Pigul and Noiser. That's very different. And I don't see really where Rashi would, what would be Rashi's logic to make that leap. I think it's a tremendous leap. Okay. So, I think perhaps we could have a different approach here that will give us more clarity on this inyan. And that is to, first of all, take the clear assumption that Me'ilah is always Gezel. Me'ilah is always Gezel. Like Rav Shimon Shkop says, Me'ilah is stealing from Hekdesh. That's what it is. Stealing from Hekdesh. In fact, the Ramban says, by going of a sakasva, if somebody steals a klishoras, he's over gzela. He says, mali gavoya, mali hedvit. It's gzela. It's gzela, whether it's kedushas aguf, whether it's kedushas domim, it's always gzela. It's always gzela. But here's why I think we have to sharpen the lumbus. Truth is, we began to discuss this concept in Me'ilah, but it becomes very increasingly clear. In our sugya, it becomes much clearer, the concept. And that is like this. When you're stealing from Hekdesh, it's very different than when you're stealing from a Hegit. Okay, so when you're stealing from Hekdesh, it means that you're infringing on Hekdesh's domain. You're infringing on Hekdesh's domain. So it's clear that you do have to look at Kedushas Haguf and Kedushas Domim in their own territories and explain how you're infringing. It's always infringing on Hekdesh, it's always Gezel, it's always the same. But there has to be a qualification how you're infringing. It's unquestionable that just like by a Gezel from a person, the Gezel will be different based on the person. Based on what the use is omit for, clearly. Lamoshal, we find that if somebody lives with a goyish ish, he's potter. If he lives with a goyish ish, a bia shaloi kedarka, he's potter. That means even though there's an isra ish by a goy too. So in other words, if a goy would, let's say, live with his friend's wife, if John lives with Chris's wife, okay. But if John lives with an Eishes Yisrael, he's chayev. Now, there are cases where we say if a goy lives with a Jewish erva, he gets what we call bedinenu. He gets killed as though he would be a Jew. Okay. So if a goy would live with a Jewish woman, he gets misa bedinenu. But if you'll find a very interesting thing, and this is not my kasha, Bishulei Diskenes this kasha. Whenever a goy gets misa because of our laws, he gets our misa. That means if we're giving a goy misa, where in his laws he'd be potter, but in our laws he's chayev, he gets whatever respective misa there is on this thing. If it's kara, if it's a chenek, it's chenek. If it's skila, it's skila. He gets a quote. A goy lives with a nara morosa, right? So he'll get skila, like us, okay? When we're giving a goy misa according to our laws, because of our laws, we give him our misas. But there's one exception to the rule. A goy lives with a, because otherwise, whenever a goy does any avera, it's always misosay besayev. A goy has one misa, not dalad misas. Dalad misas were given li Yisrael. A goy always gets saif. Always. There's one exception to the rule where we're only giving the goy misa because of our laws and he still gets saif. And that's a goy who lives with a Jewish woman, eshes ish, or bia shaloi kedarka, not normal bia. Right? In that case, the goy gets saif. Ask the Maril disk, the Rambam brings it down. Ask the Maril Diskin, what do you mean? If John lives with Chris's wife, is potter. We're only giving him misa because it's a Jewish woman, so he shouldn't get saif. He should get our misa. He should get chenek. Why does he get saif? That's his question. So I felt it was a simple teretz. Teretz is like this. What's the reason why when a goy, when John lives with Chris's wife, or be a shalekadaka, he's potter? Clinton Zicher held like that, right? Shalei Kedarik is potter. Why is he potter? Why is he potter? The reason why he's potter is like this. Because by a goy, a bia Shalei Kedarik is not part of the ishus. The Gemara in Sanhedrin even has a discussion that a goy can't live with his own wife, a bia Shalei Kedarik. V'dovak b'ishtoi. Right? So a goy's ishus, a goy's marriage, only includes a bia Kedarik. Therefore, if Chris goes over to John's wife and he lives with her, a bia shalei kedarka, he didn't infringe on the ishus. It's like he gave her a slap, he gave her a hug. He didn't, because this is not the ishus. The ishus by a goy is only bia shalei kedarka. So bia shalei kedarka is not called ishus. So the reason why he's potter is not because out goy he's potter. It's because he never stole. He never infringed on the other guy's ishus. But ishus Yisrael has a broader inclusion. And by ishus Yisrael, a bia shalei kedarka is part of the ishus. In fact, I spoke to Daniel about this many years ago by the sugya in Kedushin. We learned Kedushin. There's a shaila in the Shara Melech. You may even makayim the mitzvah oyin of bia shalei kedarka by a Yisrael. And we discussed this. By a Jew, it is part of the ishus. So therefore, when Chris lives with Chaim Yankov's wife, Bia Shalei Kedarka, he is infringing on the ishus. So now he's not Chayiv Bedineinu, he's Chayiv Bedinoi. That's why he gets Saif. Because he is stealing the ishus. It's not like we're unveiling a new Chayiv out of the Jewish laws. No. Practical. If he's living with an ishus Yisrael, a Bia Shalei Kedarka, he is infringing on the ishus. And that's why he's taka chayiv. Chayiv bedinoi. That's why he gets saif. This is a very good analogy to what we're talking here by me'ila. By me'ila, when you're taking from hegdish, it's very different than when you take from a hegdish. We have to look at how you're infringing in the domain of hegdish. So obviously it depends what this thing is oimed for. What is this thing? What is the use of this thing? Then we decide how you're infringing. Kedusha's domim is oimed for its value. That means if you ask Hektish, what does Hektish plan to do with this? It's very simple. They're going to sell it and use the money for the Benek Abayas. They use the money for the Beis HaMikdash. So if you ask Hektish, what is Kedusha's domim's purpose, function, its value, what it be sold for and what you would use it for. Okay. So you come to Hegdish, and you come to Hegdish with chometz, and you say, Hegdish, it's Pesach now. This thing is chometz. It's also Ba'anoa. What is this thing, what are you planning to do with this? Hegdish says, zero. Okay? Out the window. That's the Gemara there in Pesachim. Not because Kedusha's Domim is Gezel, and Kedusha's Aguf is not Gezel. It's that by Kedusha's Domim, you're not stealing anything from Hekdesh. That's step one. You're not stealing anything. Now, how much Hanor do you have while you're infringing from Hekdesh? You have to have a Hanor Shavaput. Otherwise, you're not Moyo. That's a separate halach. That means, number one, I have to be infringing, which is Hekdesh. Infringing means that Hekdesh has a use for this thing and I am coming into that use. Number two, how much hanor do you have while you're infringing a shavaput? Less than a shavaput to your potter. That's why all the Mishnayos in Me'ila never once state that by Hegdish Me'ila is less than a shavaput by Kedusha Zeguf. It's always a put. Always has to be a put. Now, that being said, when we come to Kedusha Zeguf, so we have a different issue. Kedusha Zaguf, we want to know, so what is the Me'ilah by Kedushas Haguf. What is the Me'ilah by Kedushas Haguf? The Me'ilah is the fact that you infringed on Rishus Hekdesh. That's the Me'ilah. Now, what's the Rishus Hekdesh of Kedushas Haguf? Mizbeach. Okay, now. By Truma, I'm sorry, I hope we're not going here too much over time here. No, we're okay. By Truma, we find a very interesting halacha. We find a Tana in Psochim that says if you have Truma that became Tomei, you make Sreifa with it. Right? The Kohen actually is allowed to have Anor. While he's burning it, he could have Anor. If you have Truma Tohoira, it has to be eaten. There's a din called Mishmeres. Mishmeres means you have to watch the Truma, it shouldn't become Tomei. What happens if you have Truma that's Sofik Tomei? Sofik Tomei. So one mandomer says you still have to protect him. One mandomer says you still have to protect it. After all, if Eliyahu Novi would come and tell us it's still Tohar, it's Tohar. So you have to still protect it. Rabbi Yeshua comes, and Rabbi Yeshua says, Im hoyo mechusa yigaleno. You hear? Rabbi Yeshua says that the Truma now, you should uncover it, and hopefully you're not allowed to be a dayim, make it Tomei, but hopefully you'll become Tomei. So Rabbeinu Chananel is bothered. What is this? Why would Rabbi Yeshua promote Tumah? So Rabbeinu Chananel says, Mamish, a brilliant idea. He says, Shtei Trumas HaKosov Medaber. There's Truma Tohoira and there's Truma Tameya. Meaning, Truma Tohoira has a use. What use is that? To eat. Truma Tameya, what use is it? To burn, and the Kohen actually is allowed to use it while it's burning. Now, Truma Tohoira, you have to preserve its use. The din mishmeres is to preserve its use. How do you preserve its use? Make sure it doesn't become tome. Truma Tameya, you use it to burn. When you have Sofik Tameya, Sofik Tohoira, it has no use. It has zero use. How do you preserve its use there? By causing it to become tome. It's almost v'nahapachu. The mishmeres is to try to make it become tummy, then it'll have a use. Now it has no use. It has no use. You take a beggar that's not wearable, but it could be a shmata. So you cut it up to pieces. Now it's a gishmak shmata. Right? Be a dayim, there's a lav to be metame kochim. So you can't be a dayim metame. But preservation, mishmeres is preservation. Preservation doesn't pass by Sofik Tameya that you should preserve it from becoming Vadai Tomei. Because then, Adarabe. Okay, we're not learning the sugya now, I'm just giving you an idea. When you come to Kotchim, and the Eibishter gives us a mitzvah that we should burn Kotchim, right? Kotchim Tameya, Kotchim Psulim. That's also a use. There are two ways to look at it. One way to look at it, the Torah is saying discard it. Discard it. It's useless. Burn it. Destroy it. Destroy it. The other way to look at it, no, what do you mean? There's a mitzvah of Sreifa. There's a mitzvah of Sreifa. So now this is still, the clock is still ticking. Hekdesh still has a toelas, a mitzvah to burn it. And the Mele, it's still under the concept of Kedushas Haguf. Precisely, I believe, this is what the Chazon Ish, when he's trying to explain a difficult tesis, this was in last week's Ma'am HaKemis. I'll pull it up for you if you don't have it. Are you got it? This is precisely what the Chazon Ish, I'm not telling you. This is precisely what the Chazon Ish is saying. V'haynu nami taime depigu yesh boi mi'ile afal gav de'ein tzorech gavoya bohen. Elo mitzvah spigul v'noisor hein tzorech kavoya. You hear the lashon of the Chazon Ish? They still have a function. What's the function? Sheim asurim u'mitzvoson b'sreifa. There's a mitzvah to be done. Just like there's a mitzvah to put something on the mizbeach, there's a mitzvah for Hekdesh. And therefore you are infringing on Hekdesh. That's why you're moyo. Just like all kachim. All kachim in the world, why you chayev meila? Not because we look at the object and we say it's mutar bahano, because you're infringing on Rishus Ekdish. That's precisely what Rashi is saying. Kedin kol hakotchim sasur bahano. We never look at the Hekdish and say, is somebody allowed to benefit from this? We say you're infringing on Rishus Ekdish. That's why you're moil, because you are infringing on Rishus Ekdish. But you may say that the sreifa that you're doing here is not because it's kachim. It's because you're just discarding it, like orla, kelayim, you're burning it. No. The fact that it's a molel yeged shows it's still kachim. If it's still kachim, so then there's a mitzvah sreifa as part of the halachas of kachim. So now it's a tzarech kavaya, and therefore there's a din of milah. The Tosfos Yeshalim in our sugya is saying the same idea. He's saying the reason why in Pesachim there's no din of meila is because over there it's kedushas damim, not therefore it's gezel. Therefore, it has a different function. It's also b'ano, it's a din of ano of pruta, because that's what hekdesh would do with it. That's why he starts his statement by saying there's no sheva pruta here to hekdesh. It isn't worth a shavah pruta. And the mela, your hana is not considered anything. But it has no use for hekdesh. And that really answers all the sugyas. It's all on one page. Okay, we'll stop here.